Well, it all started in June with those 10 remarkable toes. And for the last several months, Esquire magazine has been taunting its readers by making them guess this year's sexiest woman alive with these tantalizing photos. And making a splash on the cover of Esquire magazine's Women We Love issue is this year's sexiest woman alive, Jessica Biel. David Granger is editor-in-chief of Esquire. David, good morning.
How you doing, Dave?
So what are you looking for? What's the standard of sexiness and why does she fit?
Standard of sexiness, I think that's nearly an impossible question. I mean, every man has to make up his own mind. But really, I just started asking the guys on my staff. We started doing a little bit of online surveying of our readers. And apparently, this woman, Jessica Biel, has made quite an impression. I mean, she's starting when she's about 13, I believe.
Right.
But I wasn't really aware of how large an influence that television show she's on the WB was,
sure.
Seventh Heaven.
Right.
But apparently, it imprinted on young men all over America.
So what is it about her?
What is it about her? Well, I think physically, she's extraordinary. She's not one of those stick figures. She's actually looks like an American woman. I think there's also this sense of, like, discovery. She's young. She's on the verge. And she's about to become a major star.
We talk about women we love in the magazine,
and they
span all ages.
Yeah.
Women of ages in their 30s, you choose Lee Gong. Is that how you pronounce her name?
Exactly. Yeah.
Most viewers may not know her. Tell us a little bit about her.
Well, she's another person that we'll be seeing a lot of. She's a Chinese actress, and it's very important, I think, to cross that cultural bridge with China these days. But she's going to be starring in Miami Vice. She's in Memoirs of a Geisha this fall. She's just an extraordinarily beautiful, talented Chinese actress.
Women in their 40s, and this is an extraordinary photo of one Sharon Stone, if you put it on the screen.
I have to take full responsibility for that choice. But, I mean, Sharon is a woman who absolutely defies age. And she's also amazing. In Broken Flowers, I thought her scenes with Bill Murray were the best things in the movie.
And some of these photos are terrific. I mean,
She worked hard in these photos.
Mm-hmm.
She's a total professional.
Now, women in their 50s and Renee Russo wins hands down. Why?
Well, there just wasn't a second choice. I mean, you see Renee, who's 51, and she looks even more beautiful than when she was modeling in her 20s. And she's an extraordinary actress, and she was our choice.
Can you talk about working hard on these photos? I mean, these are both, creative and also very sexy photos, right?
Yeah, well, I think, Esquire's always trying to find interesting, creative ways to, entertaining ways to cover women. And, I think we try to do it with respect, but we try to do it with a lot of fun, too.
Mm-hmm. There were some international women, for international editions that you looked at, sexiest women around the world.
Well, in honor of naming the sexiest woman alive, we went to all of our international editions. We have 14, and I think 11 of them participated. And we let them, their staffs or their readerships, pick the most appealing women in each of their countries.
So let's focus on two. The first one is, and again, help me with the name here. This is Zhang
Ziyi.
Right?
Another Chinese actress who the readers of Chinese Esquire picked overwhelmingly. She was in Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. She's just an amazing talent. And she'll have the starring role in Memoir of a Geisha. She is just an amazing young actress.
Also Sienna Miller.
Well, that was interesting. Our colleagues in England were kind of surprised by the overwhelming vote in favor of Sienna Miller, and they figure it was a total sympathy vote after the way Jude Law treated her, kind of stepped out on her. But it was an overwhelming first choice.
And who's sexiest out of this whole group to you?
To me? Well, I mean, Jessica's on our cover, but
right.
I would say that over the long haul, it's been Sharon Stone.
Really?
Yeah.
Through the ages, as it were. Do you ever get any flack for objectifying women with issues like this?
You know, I mean, Esquire has a 72-year history of loving women, and I think that's the key word. It's like we appreciate them, we try to treat them, as I said, with respect and a little bit of humor, and we don't really get too much flack.
All right, David Granger, thanks very much from Esquire magazine.
Thank you, David.
Interesting stuff, a terrific issue. Thanks for good reading. Esquire magazine's Women We Love issue hits newsstands next week with Jessica Biel right there on the cover.